The police shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, is back in the news 3 years after it sparked a national debate about policing and race. That's because over the weekend, new video of the African-American teenager came to light. The video appears to show him hours before his death, appearing to hand a bag to clerks in the same convenience store that police claimed he later robbed. Now, the person who released the security camera video is a filmmaker who's a protege of Michael Moore, and he says the video shows a marijuana deal. Police chiefs say they've never seen the footage, and they never saw it during their investigation. Joining us is Christine Byers, crime reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And Christine, what exactly does Michael Brown do in this video?
It appears he takes something out of his pocket and then puts it on the counter, and it appears to be a small bag. And it's put on the counter, and then you see the store clerks handling some boxes of cigarillos behind the counter, and it doesn't really show definitively what exactly it is. And then at some point, you also see the store clerks appearing to smell it. The police chiefs that I spoke to, former Chief Tom Jackson in Ferguson and St. Louis County Chief John Belmer, have both said that allegations of any kind of marijuana transaction are new to them.
I understand that the police chiefs say they had never seen this store security camera video before. How is that possible?
Well, that's correct. And I mean, it's not unusual for police chiefs to not really get into the weeds on every investigation and the nuances. And so there was some mention of an earlier encounter with Mike Brown in that store before the fatal encounter. But if they deemed it was not relevant at the time to brief the police chief about, that's not unusual for them to have not seen the footage or be aware of it.
Mm. Now, okay, so this new video may create some controversy or tension or different narratives around what happened or didn't happen in that store before the police shooting of Michael Brown. But, and obviously lots of questions still to answer there. You've been following this story all weekend. What's the mood in Ferguson right now? How are the people reacting to this latest development?
There is a group of protesters that grew to about 100 last night that went to Ferguson Market. And I think the feeling among them is that this footage sort of challenges this notion that this was a robbery, and that Mike Brown he didn't want to go to jail for having just committed a robbery, and that's why he was angry when he encountered Darren Wilson. I think it's just the notion that there's additional information still coming out at this point in time, 3 years later, and just a feeling of mistrust that exists there.
Is anyone calling for a reopening of the investigation, given what's perhaps shown in this new video?
I haven't heard that yet. We're supposed to be seeing additional footage coming from the Ferguson Market attorney that he says is uncut and shows a more complete picture of what exactly transpired in that encounter at Ferguson Market. So I don't think there would be necessarily reopening. The only reopening, I think, on the police perspective would be if there was an alleged marijuana transaction that took place there, they'd obviously want to investigate whether a crime took place. But that's why I think we're going to have to wait and see what more footage comes out and what it shows. You know, the other interesting thing, too, that was brought up in interviews with the police chiefs, too, is that this is the first time Leslie McSpadden has made the allegation that her son was involved in a marijuana transaction there. And that was not brought up at any point in time with her interviews with the FBI, with the county police, and all the other investigations. It was never discussed.
Mm. And, of course, she's Michael Brown's mother. But one more last question for you. I mean, do we know whether law enforcement, not necessarily the chiefs, but, you know, anyone in Ferguson law enforcement had this video? Because I thought that I was under the impression that they said that they had released everything that they had. And yet all of a sudden we see there's some new video coming from somewhere else.
Right. And that's what we need to further investigate that. I mean, there was certainly mention in the grand jury documents of an earlier encounter with Mike Brown at that store, but there was, again, no connection to some sort of marijuana deal that went down there. And it wasn't unusual for him or anyone to be in that store frequently, as it was, you know, visited oftentimes by people in the community because it's a very convenient location and people go in and out of there all the time. So had there been an allegation that there was some sort of marijuana deal made by anyone at any point in time, I think it would have become more front and center. But again, this is the first time that this allegation of a marijuana transaction has surfaced.
I see. Christine Byers is a crime reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Christine, thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me.